Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on this Monday morning. Monday, July the 24th, 2023, 16 minutes past the hour, 67 degrees and sunny skies here in Marion. And boy, are we going to have an interesting morning here on this Monday morning. Lots of ground to cover. And, you know, we might have some controversy here this morning, which I don't think we will. But a lot of interesting things have transpired over the weekend and transpired last week on some of our programs here. Now, the first thing I want to do this morning is start off by saying something non-controversial. Yesterday, I ran into one of our longtime listeners in the grocery store who had not made the switch over to digital, listening to us digitally. And I was able to help them, which is a miracle in and of itself, that I was able to get everything working, download the app, and get the station set up for them. And they very kindly thanked me last night on Facebook. So I hope they are out there listening this morning. I believe they said they had retired from their job since they had listened last. So they are they have a little more time on their hands to listen to this program, and I let them know when we are live, so I hope they are out there this morning listening on the TuneIn app on their cell phone, and I hope they will continue with us each and every morning. And hopefully we do not disappoint on this program 5 days a week, being entertaining and informative. Now, the first subject I want to get into here today on Monday, because we haven't had a chance to talk since Friday night. And Friday night was one of our more interesting Friday night shows, if you had a chance to hear it. Friday night, we had Sean Kraft, we had Matt Morgan, and we had Emily Landon. Emily was sitting in for Carrington Nelson, who was in Disney World. So that was our panel on Friday night. And as many people know, our Friday night show is really more about fun than anything else. We try not to do current events on Friday night. We just try to have a good time. Friday night, 8:15 to 10 o'clock. And I know we have a lot of listeners to that show. We appreciate the phone calls to that show. And it really is fun on Friday night to come in and do that show. For years, I've been doing that show. And a lot of times, the people I was doing that show with had a lot of drama going on in their life or just were not upbeat people. Everything was a little dramatic to them. So a lot of times coming in on Friday night could be a little bit of a downer because they were a little down on Friday night. When this group comes in, they are up, they are ready to go, and we really do have a party on Friday night. And I hope the people out there listening can tell that the atmosphere is very, very positive. Now, the reason I say this is you really should tune in on Friday nights, 8:15 to 10 p.m. live on this station. But the other thing I bring this up for is because last Friday night, we had a little deviation in the second hour of how that show normally goes. Now, I know I brought it up, and I don't even know really why I brought it up. I think it's because I had seen the video earlier in the day. And what I'm talking about is this Jason Aldean video that got so much controversy last week. Small Town is the name of the song, something of that nature. Try that in a small town. That's what the song is called. Well, the song got pulled off CMT, and Jason Aldean got accused of a lot of things, and apparently the video was shot at a courthouse that had some controversy. And really, I just kind of offhanded mentioned that on Friday night. And we got into a very deep conversation about it. And what I wanted to say about that, because we haven't had a chance to talk about that since then, is that I appreciate the conversation that we had on Friday night. I believe Pastor Craig and Lee called in on Friday night. And one of the things about that was, it's whether you agree or disagree with what the song means or stands for or apologies or whatever else is going on with Jason Aldean, he does have the right to say what he wants. And the people who disagree with him have the right to say what they want. And that's what I've always loved about this station, is that not everybody agrees on everything 100% of the time. Much like in real life, everything is not black and white. There are shades of gray. And I was so proud on Friday night that during the show, which is usually very light and very airy, that we were able to have a very serious conversation about a very serious current event that didn't involve politics, thank goodness, and everybody was fine. Nobody takes anything personally, because I believe that's what we have to do in this country to get past where we are. We have to stop yelling at each other. We have to stop disagreeing in an argumentative way. We just have to say, listen, this is how I feel, this is how you feel, and let's go on from here, and what will happen will happen. So I was so proud that on Friday night, this station was able to continue to do something like that. And, of course, I thank Pastor Craig, and I think Lee was the other person who called in who gave an opinion on that. And I also thank Sean and Emily and Matt for being in the studio and giving their opinions on it, because it is an interesting topic. Now, I'm going to say the only thing, I'm just going to give a little update on the story, because Jason Aldean was in Cincinnati, I believe, of all places, over the weekend, Friday night, I think, actually, in Cincinnati. And he did speak on this, and this is what he said. Let's see, I want to get the quote right here. I got to tell you guys, man, it's been a long rear-end week. And, of course, he did not say rear-end. It's been a long week, and I've seen a lot of stuff. I've seen a lot of stuff suggesting I'm this, suggesting I'm that. Here's the thing. Here's one thing I feel. I feel like everybody's entitled to their opinion, he said. You can think something all you want to doesn't mean it's true, right? What I am is a proud American. I'm proud to be from here, Aldean continued. I love our country. I want to see it restored to what it once was before all of this bull, and then he finished the word, started happening to us. I love our country. I love my family, and I will do anything to protect that. I'll tell you that right now. After several USA chants began from audience members, Aldean mentioned cancel culture and defined it as people trying to make sure that they can cancel you, which means they try to ruin life, ruin everything, if they don't like what you say. One thing I saw this week was a bunch of country music fans that could see through a lot of bull, and then he finished the sentence again, he added. So there you go. That's what he had to say in Cincinnati on Friday night, amidst all this controversy. Now, will the controversy continue? I doubt very much longer. And again, he has the right to say whatever he wants. And whether you like it or not, the people who don't like him have the right to say whatever they want. I don't know what any of this means. As I said on Friday night, the only question I have and the only thing I don't understand about this song is big towns versus small towns, because the song is entitled Try That in a Small Town. Now, I get that the point is that in small towns, people would not let certain things happen. Like, and I guess the examples given are the burning of the flag and police officers being abused. But again, as I said on Friday night, I don't think they would allow that in big towns either. And whether you like it or not, and I'm not saying burning the flag is a good idea, but burning the flag is not illegal. It's protected under the First Amendment. So if somebody burned the flag and you attack them and you're not a police officer, you're going to be arrested. So that's the only thing I don't understand about the song. I don't understand about the video. That's it. That's my only thought on the whole thing. Now, if you have a thought on the whole thing, again, because this is a station in which we take all opinions, feel free to call in 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. The controversy surrounding the song, Try That in a Small Town with Jason Aldean. I really, beyond that, don't know anything in regard to the song. I know a lot of things keep coming out as time goes on. Now they're really dissecting the song and dissecting the video and who wrote it and things of that nature. But again, I am just appreciative that we were able to have that conversation on the air on Friday night. And we'll continue to have the conversation this morning and maybe as the week goes on. Because I think it's an important conversation to have, how this could happen. And again, not everybody sees everything the same way. Now, is there anybody who heard the conversation on Friday night, or maybe has heard all of this controversy that has been going on since late last week, and has an opinion on it this morning? Maybe you stopped and watched the video, or saw the video on a news broadcast. If you have anything to say or anything you want to weigh in with, give me a buzz here this morning. 28 minutes past the hour, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And I do want to mention again, we're so glad to have Pastor Craig back with us on Friday mornings, 11:15 a.m. to 12 p.m., and joining our Exchange Club panel on Fridays from 12:15 until 1 p.m., Matt Morgan, Pastor Craig, and myself. And then on Friday nights, of course, we have the group that I mentioned earlier, and we're enjoying doing that show, 8:15 to 10 p.m. So Fridays are a fun day here at the station, much like every other day of the week. But again, any opinions, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. All right. So that's the Jason Aldean controversy that we'll start off with here this morning. Now, I want to mention more of a fun thing now, and then we'll get to some more controversy. We're going to do fair giveaways this week. The Ohio State Fair, I believe, starts on Wednesday, and we have got tickets to all the big shows. So starting, I'm not sure if we're going to start tomorrow or Wednesday, but we're going to start giving away tickets to those big performances each night at the Ohio State Fair, and we also have general admission tickets as well. So we'll be giving those away as the week goes on. A lot of big names will be performing at the Ohio State Fair. Clint Black, Third Eye Blind, Jeff Dunham, the band Styx. So we will continue our start that and continue with that through the duration of the Ohio State Fair, either starting tomorrow or Wednesday morning. So you have to listen to win tickets to those shows. Now, we will probably do it in a drawing style. I don't know if we'll do Family Feud or general trivia, but if you answer a question right, we'll put you in a drawing, and by the end of the morning, we'll draw the winners of the show and see how that goes. Now, well, one more thing I did want to say about that Jason Aldean video. Over the weekend, I ended up having conversations with other people about that. And, you know, it's a very hot-button issue with everybody. That's a fascinating thing about it. It wasn't just on our show Friday night. It wasn't just on the news last week. Everywhere I brought that up over the weekend, any group I brought it up in, I had an opinion on that. And I'm not sure what makes that such a hot-button issue, to be honest with you. But people have very strong feelings about that on both sides. And it sparked off conversation. I don't even want to say debate, because I don't think I saw any debate. But But it certainly sparked off conversation every time I brought it up, no matter the group. So, you know, I'm glad to see people are talking about things. So, yeah, the fair giveaways will start this week. So stay tuned. We got a lot of great tickets to a lot of great shows at the Ohio State Fair. Now, over the weekend, I kind of feel like I crisscrossed the state of Ohio. On Saturday, I started off Saturday morning by going over to the Honda dealership in Marysville and looking at some cars. You know, I had said early on in the summer, maybe late in the spring, that I was interested. I really like these Teslas. And I am not very fast moving when it comes to getting a new car because the car I drive right now, there's nothing wrong with it. It's a Honda, and it's working perfectly fine. So I'm not pressured into getting a new car right away. But I do like these Teslas. I have a interest in those. But I've always had an interest in Hondas because I drive a Honda now. The first car I ever owned was a Honda. I've had other cars that weren't Hondas. But by and large, I think I've had three Hondas over the course of my life. And they last a long time. They have great gas mileage, very little repairs if you can keep them up maintenance-wise. And I just enjoy them. And some of the new Hondas are very, very nice. So I was overlooking at some of those on in Marysville on Saturday morning. And then ended up going to Columbus and went to the Hollywood Casino. Now, I don't gamble really at all, and I did not gamble on Saturday, but I went to the Hollywood Casino because they have some restaurants in there that I enjoy, one of those being Wahlburgers. Now, I had not tried Wahlburgers until Saturday. Not bad. Now, Wahlburgers is the, I think there's a television show or something that has to do with Wahlburgers. It's, I don't even know what the name of the show is, but the Wahlburger family is involved in movies and things of that nature, and there is a Wahlburgers restaurant in the Hollywood Casino. So went down there and tried that out, and again, not bad at all. Then ended up at Boston's Pizza. Now, I like pizza. I like good pizza, and I don't know if you've been to Boston's Pizza. I know there's one in Marysville, and I know there's one in the Arena District down in Columbus. Boston's Pizza is very good, and I think on Saturday, I realized that one of the reasons that pizza is so good is the sauce. Now, they put a good amount of cheese on there, and they put a good amount of pepperoni on there, but I think what really makes that is the sauce. It's very, very good. So if you ever get to a Boston's Pizza, don't miss up the pass up the chance to get in and have some of their pizza. It's very, very good. And then ended up at a Dairy Queen because you can't have a good day without having an Oreo Blizzard. So ended up doing that. And then went over to actually got together with a group of people on Friday or Saturday night it was. Got together with a group of people on Saturday night and just had the best time talking, throwing the football around, and playing Frisbee, and doing all kinds of things that are just fun and enjoyable to do. Outside activities during what was a beautiful, beautiful weekend weather-wise. So I just had a great time on Saturday. And I know what you're thinking. He was out there playing football and throwing the football around and throwing the Frisbee around. Yes, I was. I was out there throwing the football. I was out there throwing the Frisbee and catching it. I'm not totally uncoordinated yet. I can still do all those things. So I had a lot of fun with that on Saturday night, and it was great getting together, as I said, with a group of people who you really enjoy. That's a big part of life, is getting together with people who you actually like. You know, sometimes you get together with people just because you have to. Or you get together with people who you really don't like, but you have to do it because you're forced. I won't get technical in this, but you're forced to do it, I guess. you just have to do it, and you muddle through it. You try to make the best you can. But on Saturday night, these were people I really enjoyed being around. And there were some young kids there who were fun, and I always like being around young kids. They're fun to be around. And so it was a lot of fun. Saturday was a good day. And really, I was gone all day. I was gone from pretty much 9 or 10 in the morning till close to 11 o'clock at night. But as I say, it was a fun day. You know what I have figured out as I think about this now, about that Friday night show? One of the reasons that the young people make that show so interesting, and I think people have called in and commented on this, is they have a completely different perspective on what's going on. And they also like to, they don't have any censor on themselves. I think the older you get, the more you start to censor the things you say. And I think these people we have in on Friday night, 19 years old, 18 years old, 22 years old, I don't think they have as much of a censor on them as the older people that we've had on Friday night. You know, we've had people in their late 20s, 30s, 40s, and I think they're a little more censored, a little more timid than this group is. And I like that they just let it rip. And I hope you, the audience, enjoy that as well. And again, the phone lines are open this morning. 37 minutes past the hour, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. All right. Now, here's some more controversial stuff. We've done the fun stuff. Let's see. Which one are we going to do first here? Well, there was a story in the Marion Star yesterday about possible pay raises for people who work for the city. Now, as I read the article, it seemed to say that there could be possible pay raises for city council, possible pay raises for mayor, possible pay raises for the auditor. And the reason given for this, and now the reason given was given by Jason Schauber, one of the city councilmen, was that because people aren't being paid enough, they're not getting good candidates. They're not getting professionals to want to do these jobs. Now, I think that's an interesting thing to say, that because the money's not good enough, you're not attracting people to want to be city council people. You're not attracting people who want to be the mayor. You're not attracting people who want to be the auditor. Now, do you think there's anything to be said for that, that it's the money? Because we certainly have talked a lot about how the auditors, the last two auditors, have been in somewhat hot water here in Marion. One more than the other, but certainly hot water. We've talked about the mayoral candidates this year and how neither one of them have any experience on city council. We've talked about the lack of knowledge that a lot of the city council people have and the interest in learning that knowledge, how to operate on city council. Do you think it has something to do with the money? Do you think if you offered more for these jobs that you would get better candidates to apply for these jobs, to run for these jobs? I don't know. That's the thought given. And would pay raises for these jobs anger the voters, people who live in the city? Would it anger you if they started paying these people more money? A lot of times when politicians get pay raises voted their way, it seems to cause an anger in the city or county when it happens. So do you think the mayor and the auditor and the city council people should be given raises? Do you think that would attract better people to those jobs? Give me a buzz here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. I think that's certainly a controversial issue on if that would do that. Did anybody read that article in the Marion Star yesterday about possible pay raises? I think it's out of the Finance Committee now. I think it was voted out of there 3-0, so it did pass the Finance Committee. So I guess it will go in front of city council now for readings before they will vote to pass it or not. I don't know. I don't know if money attracts better candidates or not. I really don't know, because we've had good people in those offices Do you think good candidates are because of the money offered for the position? I guess that's the question. Do you think the money offered for the position increases the quality of the candidate? Because certainly that's what's being said. So, there you go. There's the question. 41 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. Now, these are things going on in your city. And, you know what's fascinating? So few people attend city council meetings. I wonder how many people even know that things like this are going on. That pay raises maybe being voted in. You know, the problem is that not everybody gets the Marion Star anymore. Not everybody reads the Marion Star. Not everybody listens to the radio. Not everybody does everything like they used to do. So it's kind of hard to get the word out that stuff like this is going on. But do you think a pay raise for city offices would give you more qualified candidates? I don't know. If you have any thoughts on it, let me know. 740-751-4038. If you have any thoughts on the Jason Aldean video, give me a buzz on that. That continues to be a hot topic. Let's see. If you have any thoughts on the fair giveaways that are coming up later this week, let me know. I'd love to hear from you. 740-751-4038. Like I've always said, the participation on this show from the listeners is what I feel really makes this show. I enjoy hearing what other people have to say. You know what I have to say, but I enjoy what other people have to say. So do you think pay raises for city council, the mayor, and the auditor will attract better candidates? Do you think there's anything wrong with the Jason Aldean video? He continues to perform and draw big crowds in Cincinnati, just like he did this past weekend. And what do you feel about our ticket giveaways, which will start tomorrow or Wednesday, for the Ohio State Fair? 740-751-4038. So that will definitely mean a lot of trivia. 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. Okay, well, we've got another controversial issue here. Because it seemed like everywhere I went yesterday, when it came to reading a newspaper or an article, we're really starting to talk about this issue one here in Ohio. And there's a lot of interesting statistics starting to come out about this. Now, I'm going to try to explain issue one as best I can. Now, this vote is going to happen on August the 8th, which is it's an off day for an election to happen. It's not a primary date. It's not a general election date. It's in August. Now, issue one is all about, right now in Ohio, what it's all about. Right now in Ohio, you just need a simple majority to get an amendment to the Constitution on the ballot. But what issue one would do if it passed would make it, you would have to have more than a simple majority to get an amendment on the ballot. Now, it's interesting because apparently early voting is up from where they thought it would be. Now, I don't know if that favors issue one or if that doesn't favor issue one. But the polls I saw yesterday are kind of interesting, that 60% of Ohioans are against issue one. Now, we never know if the polls are right or not, but 60% of Ohioans plan to vote no on issue one, which I certainly see the money against issue one being spent more than the money for issue one. I've seen billboards, I've seen internet ads, I've seen yard signs vote no on issue one. So that money certainly is there. I've had a mailer. I haven't seen anything for issue one yet, but there's still time. They've got a couple weeks before the vote will happen. Now, here's what this all comes down to. And pretty much the people who are both sides, people who are against it and people are for it, are basically saying that right now what this comes down to is abortion. Now, the reason it comes down to abortion is because last year on the federal level, Roe versus Wade was overturned, which was the national law allowing for abortion, legalizing abortion. Well, apparently that went by the wayside last year because of a Supreme Court ruling. So now it's being left up to the states to make their own decisions on abortion. And in Ohio, I think there is a belief that at some point there's going to be a proposed amendment to try to legalize abortion in Ohio. And there probably will be. I wouldn't doubt that at all. So what the issue one people wanted to do was get in early, so it was not a simple majority to get the amendment on the ballot. Now, apparently, the reason they don't want the amendment on the ballot is because 58% of people in Ohio back abortion rights measures. Now, again, I don't... A poll is a poll. I don't know who they poll. I don't know how they come up with these numbers. But to me, that's a pretty high number. 58, the number I got this morning when I was checking the latest polls, 58% of Ohioans back abortion rights measures. So I guess the fear is by people who want issue one to pass is that if it does get on the ballot, if an amendment does get on the ballot protecting abortion rights in Ohio, that it's going to pass. Because 58% of registered voters in Ohio apparently back abortion rights. Now, that's the story I have. Now, does anybody see it any differently or feel any differently about it? Or feel different about it? Feel free to call in. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. I'd love to hear from you because this is coming up on August the 8th, and I don't know if people, you know, I really don't know if the general public gets it yet. I think they're getting it better because I certainly have noticed that a lot of the newspapers are posting a lot of stories about issue one. And as I said, I have seen yard signs. I have seen mailers. I have seen a lot of things that certainly are talking about issue one. And is there anybody who believes that issue one has nothing to do with abortion? I mean, most people are saying that's what it has to do with, but is there a belief that it isn't what it has to do with, that it has to do with something else? And maybe it's not to try to stop a constitutional amendment protecting abortion? I don't know. If anybody has a thought, give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. So those are the topics so far this morning. Any more thoughts on the Jason Aldean video that we talked about so much on Friday night? Any thoughts on a possible pay raise for the mayor, city council people, and the auditor? Do you think that would give us more qualified candidates? And do you think issue one has to do with abortion? And do you think it will pass? Coming up on August the 8th. As I said earlier, early voting apparently is up on this. And I think a lot of people are surprised about that because I think a lot of people thought this would be a forgotten issue happening in August, not a regular voting time. So there you go. Those are the topics. 10 minutes left to go in this hour, and phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz if you have any thoughts on any of these issues. You know, I said some of them were going to be controversial this morning, and I think they are. I think the Jason Aldean thing is still somewhat controversial. I think issue one is somewhat controversial. Most people feel it has to do with abortion. Some people probably don't. So that's controversial in a way. And I think any time raises money, the city money's involved, that becomes somewhat controversial. So those are the topics this morning. 69 degrees and sunny skies here in the Marion area. 51 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz if you have any opinions on any or all of these topics. I would love to hear them. I'll tell you what's interesting. Every time we talk about abortion, it seems like, since Roe versus Wade was overturned, and really even before that, abortion is a very touchy subject. And I can understand why. I can understand why abortion's a touchy subject. I think one of the problems with abortion in general is that there's a depiction of people who have abortions. And I'm not saying everybody makes these depictions, but it always seems to be, you know, people are doing this because of such and such a reason. And that a certain type of person is a person who gets an abortion. Now, I said a few months ago on the air, I know people who have had abortions. Now, to be honest with you, I don't think I was ever friends or close with anybody when they had the abortion. I don't think I ever was, if I think back on it. I think I just heard about it after the fact. I really don't think I knew anybody when it was going on. But I remember back in April, I was talking about, you know, is it okay to bring up that somebody's had an abortion on the air, that to say somebody's name? Now, one of the reasons for that back in April was, I think when you put a name to something, a name that maybe people know or have heard, and they look at that person and they go, well, that person's not a bad person, that maybe it changes the face of the issue. Do you remember when a lot of people were getting AIDS? I mean, we have to go back to the 1980s for that. And people did not want people to know when they had AIDS. But once people started to realize that doctors were getting AIDS and that children were getting AIDS and people who had blood transfusions were getting AIDS, it kind of put a different face on it than the initial face that had been on it. And my feeling always was, back in April, when I was talking about mentioning people who I knew who had had abortions, was that if you put a face on it, I think it lessens it a little bit. I'm not saying it changes it, and I'm not saying that it changes it completely in somebody's mind, but I think it lessens the blow a little bit. And I'll tell you what I was thinking about also when I'm reading all this issue one stuff yesterday. You know, one of the reasons I did not say anybody's name on the air when I thought I would back in April was because I thought, well, is it my business to really say what they did? It's probably not my business, even though I know about it. But you know what I started thinking over the weekend? A few years ago, Abby, who's been on this show several times, and I can tell this story because this happened on the air. Abby came on the air, and she told a very personal story about her life, about a time when she had gone through a very rough period, and that she was involved with somebody who had some trouble. And, you know, I'm going to leave it at that this morning. But now, I think Abby was just telling her story, and she had written about it. You know, it wasn't like it was a hidden thing. And to talk about it does kind of expose that other person. But I don't think she did it to expose the other person who had the problem, who was doing the things that necessarily weren't on the up and up. I think she did it to tell her story. So you know, it does make me think about the abortion thing in that way, is that, you know, I don't think anybody has a malicious intent to say anybody's name or to try to hurt anybody. I don't think that's the idea. I think the idea is to say the name so people can say, well, you know what? Hey, maybe I know that person. They're not a horrible person. Apparently, maybe they just got into a bad situation and had to do it. And I that decision to be made, which is only made by women, to have an abortion, I think that's a very difficult decision. And look at all the feedback we get from it as issue one states. You know, 58% of people right now, according to the polls in Ohio, believe that 58% of people would vote for a constitutional amendment for abortion rights. So says the polls. You know what? I have not heard from Abby for quite a while. I hope she didn't die or anything. That's how good a friend I am. I don't know if somebody's dropped dead or not. She used to listen to the show every morning, but I haven't heard from her in quite a while. You know, I just thought about that. It's been a few weeks. Well, maybe she's been on vacation or something. You never know. It's July. It's vacation month. But in any event, to wrap this all up with 57 minutes past the hour here before we take the break, I really don't think it's a big deal. You know, I've come to the conclusion that as long as you're not doing it with any malicious intent, I really don't think it's a big deal to say somebody's name who possibly had an abortion. There's a lot of things people have done that they regret. I mean, most of these things are 20, 30 years ago. I mean, it's not like it happened yesterday. And I don't know. I don't think anybody is trying to be mean. Now, here's what I'm going to do. Because I honestly, with this issue one going on and all the talk about abortion that continues to go on, I would like to be able to say somebody's name, but I know that's a tough thing. I know it's a tough thing to say somebody's name who possibly has been involved in one of these unfortunate situations. So what I'm going to try to do is I'm going to try to reach out to somebody that I know who has had one of these. And just let them know that I might mention it. Because I think people should have a heads up. I don't think it should come out of the blue that I'm going to mention it. And just say, listen, I'm not doing this for any malicious intent. I'm not doing this to be mean or hurtful. I think that sometimes these things need to have a face on them. And it's not going to hurt anybody. I really don't think it would hurt anybody. So I'll tell you what. Here's what I'll do off the top of my head here this morning. I will try to reach out to somebody today, and I will say, listen, I'm going to mention it. I'm not going to ask permission because, to be honest, who's going to give permission? Probably nobody. But I'm going to say, listen, this is what I'm going to do. I just wanted you to have a heads up, and hopefully that's okay with you. I think that's fair. Now, if anybody has any thoughts on that, feel free to give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. If I can get a hold of any of these people, you know, I don't really stay in touch with a lot of people, and I certainly don't call people. You know, I have that disease about answering the phone. All right, we're coming up on the break. We'll be back in 10 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LPFM, Marion, Ohio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place. For guests like legendary ABC News correspondent Sam Donaldson.
Over the course of this program, we have had a lot of